I am the number one most impactful artist of our generation.
That's right. Put in work. Move your ass. Go berserk. Get your salad. No dessert. Get that man. You deserve it. It's Kanye's workout plan. I'm saying it's Kanye's workout plan. It's Kanye's workout plan. It's workout plan. That's right. Move your ass. We put in work. Move your ass. Go berserk. Eat your salad. No dessert. Get that man. You deserve it. It's Kanye's workout plan. I said it's Kanye's workout plan.
Is this the voice that they've been, that the girl was
it's
talking
Kanye's
about?
Kanye's workout plan.
Oh, he's got it's a. He's waiting for the end, I guess.
Workout plan. Doop 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 doop. What's going on?
That's not the voice the girl said she could listen to all day. God. I think. Oh, I hope that.
Chris is already hating on the response I got after my appearance. It on seems Desus and Mero.
It
this
seems
Rob
confounded.
Hayes, the breakout star of the Bookie A podcast.
Fuck you. Fuck you. I don't even care about that. Chris, time coming. I'm mad about the voice. That was my one thing I could cling to. Yeah, shout her out. Who was that?
Shout out to Desus and Mero.
Oh, I thought you was shout out the other person.
I shout her out.
Nah, we can put the phone down. No need to even go there. What's up, everybody? It's the Bookie A podcast. I'm Chris Daniels. This is Rob Hayes. Our guest this episode, fantastic comedian,
super hilarious.
Member of is it the Decepticomics?
Yeah,
dope group of comics.
Yeah,
Gordon Baker Bone, what up, man?
Hey, what's up, everybody? I'm happy to be here. I like Rob's fucking auto tune voice.
Yeah, he auto tunes himself. No machine. There was no enhancements at all.
Oh my god! Yeah.
Hey, me and Gordon bonded when we first met because we both watched The View.
Fuck yeah.
Do you still watch The View?
I don't get to watch it as much.
I fell off as well.
Yeah, I want to get back. I miss Whoopi.
This was like pre-Raven Simone. We was watching it when it was Sherry and McCarthy and
it was a great show to watch during the day, especially like you had nothing to do. I would sit back, kick back, watch The View.
Mm-hmm.
Watch a bunch of women go back and forth about politics and hot button issues, man.
Did they shift? The cast?
Yeah, they switched out a lot of people.
Oh, they switch all the time.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
It's always somebody new popping up that you could hate at some given time. I haven't got familiar with this new cast yet.
Shout out to Joy, though. You know, Joy always hold it down with jokes. You know what I'm saying?
She goes and she comes back. And like because she tried to do her own show on CNN. And then she came right back. Because that's
shout
what she needs to be.
Michelle. Shout out to... shout out to
I miss
Whoopi
Raven
Goldberg.
Being on
there.
Yeah, Whoopi.
Who's the conservative? It's always
shout
one conservative.
Right now, the conservative always switches up.
But who's the one right now?
They got to be blonde though. That's the requirement. If you're gonna be conservative, you got to be
you
blonde.
You got to be full
on, you know,
lily white blonde, sitting there acting very naive.
It was Elizabeth Hasselbeck. Then it was John McCain's daughter.
She's nice.
Let's see. It was DJ Tanner for a minute, but then she had to go to the Fuller House.
Yeah.
Okay. I don't know why that's still on, but okay.
But people like the Fuller House, man. Fuller. People wanted to see the Gibbler come back with her half Spanish baby.
Have y'all ever seen the episode of the original Full House where DJ has a party?
Yeah, I think so. I think I know the episode.
Okay. In that episode, they have someone... I don't know who they work for. They made a cover of Bobby Brown, Every Little Step. It's so funny. Listen in the background. That is not Bobby Brown. That is somebody that worked for ABC at the time. I can't sleep at night. I toss and turn. Listen to Matella. Phone. It's like, wait, who re-recorded the whole song? Then when it's time for the rap part, that's when they go in DJ's room. Like, what's wrong, DJ? It's like, oh, why did you do the rap?
Oh, man.
I thought I would never have that tangent. I've been waiting my whole life for that tangent.
Oh, well, soon it'll be more. So apparently what I'm grasping here is one day Tommy Lauren will be co-host of The View.
Oh, that would be insane. That would put View over the top. That would be The View's pinnacle if you put Tommy Lauren
She planted the seed because she got fired off of what she said on The View. And I feel like that was like a chess move.
Yeah.
Oh, so this is going to come full circle.
Like, I'm going to tell my truth on this show.
Mm-hmm. And now I'm going to come right back and collect these Barbara Walters checks. Build more
clout on Fox News, and then you come back.
Come straight to ABC, because ABC got them checks waiting for you. Ask Roseanne.
And they got, I'm about to say, they got Roseanne, you know?
Don't mess with the mouse, man. The mouse is all powerful. That's all Disney.
Yeah, man, that's all Disney. Disney gave us Black Panther, and they gave us Roseanne.
We'll give you the blackest movie of all time.
Took our Deadpool, though. They took our black Deadpool from us.
Oh, yeah. Did you read those scripts?
Yeah.
Oh, man, it was dope.
Yeah, it was dope. Is that the story that they cut it?
Or?
You know they cut it. Come on, man.
They said he was too busy.
Come on, man. You already know they cut it. You know what happened to Family Matters after ABC was acquired by Disney. You know what I'm saying? He turned into magic. They was transporting to Disney World in France.
Yeah, they was on time machine stuff.
You know what I'm saying? Going back
in time. At one point, were they on a pirate ship at some point?
Urkel was five characters in one episode.
There was a robot.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was a lot of them. There was a girl.
Oh, God. Yeah, but you know, Disney, they do that stuff, man. They told him that he was busy while he was in the studio recording.
Yeah.
Yeah, you busy. You too busy to be working with us, but I'm here. I'm working right now.
Maybe it's like they need a one at a time system. Maybe after Roseanne is done with this first season.
Oh yeah, she got the second season too, right?
Yeah.
Damn.
Sorry to Renew is huge. You can't stop the only person
that can stop her, unfortunately, is Bill Cosby.
I heard he's
mounting a comeback.
He's disposed right now.
That's the only person that can stop those ratings.
Nah, Bill Cosby, he can make a comeback. If Roseanne can make a comeback, Bill definitely.
Those seems like two very different things.
Nah, man. I think that's what NBC got the ace in the hole.
Roseanne ain't got picketers. Nobody got them.
That we know of. We don't know what's going on outside.
They don't have the numbers.
The Roseanne Barr Ranch. We don't know what's going on out there.
Bill Cosby had somebody. It was a topless protester today.
Topless protester hopped out the bushes on Bill.
Put your dicks out for Roseanne.
Wait. How does that work? How's that a protest?
For a dude accused of rape?
Yeah.
I don't know.
I don't ask these kind of questions, man. People are upset. They do things, crazy things.
I told y'all he wasn't blind. He looking right at me.
Look at that. So he grabbed my titties, right? Oh, my God.
You see
what's
over here?
He glanced. He glanced at me. Man knows what he's doing.
Shout out to La Bella Vita 91.
Man, you spent doing that the whole time looking.
La Bella Vita 9/11.
La Bella Vita. Wasn't that Cedric Entator's girlfriend on Steve Harvey's show?
Nah, that's just La Vita.
Yeah.
La Vita Lopez.
La Vita Alizé.
Alizé Lopez.
Alizé Jenkins.
Alizé Jenkins Robinson.
Yep.
Yeah.
Great goddamn name.
Well, now that we got out of the way, we got to catch up on. Did you guys see Jay-Z's Netflix interview?
I didn't get to see Jay-Z's Netflix interview yet, but...
Did you see the clip where he talked about Kanye?
Judd Apatow saw it.
He won't get it until he was in the audience.
Oh, he was?
Spoiler alert.
Yeah, man, what the hell?
Can you spoil things that happened?
It's a lead joke.
Okay,
it's one of the lead jokes.
I'm sorry.
I mean, when it happens.
I would like to strike that from the record, Your Honor.
But nah, like, you're going to see Judd, like, it's not, did Judd say something to Jay-Z?
Nah.
All right, then. It's like, so he's in the crowd. Does that enhance the interview for you, knowing that Judd's sitting there?
It definitely helped set the tone. There is a callback to Judd being in the audience.
Oh, now you're going to expose the callback. I'm spoiling. You know what I'm saying? Okay. All right.
I just don't want to be surprised by anything now.
So in there, Letterman asked Jay-Z about his relationship with Kanye, and Jay-Z says that Kanye is his little brother.
Yeah.
But if you pay attention, also in the interview, Jay-Z says he was the fourth child, which means Jay-Z has brothers and sisters we've never seen in his 23 years of being a famous rapper.
That's not fair.
Therefore, he plans on Kanye being off into obscurity. I don't like
Maybe
it.
They don't want to be seen.
I don't want Kanye to be Jay-Z's brother that we never seen. We've seen Biggs. Yeah. We thought he was Biggs' brother. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? We've seen Dame Dash. Where's Jay-Z's brothers and sisters?
Does he count?
Maybe they don't want to be seen.
Maybe does he count Dame as a brother? I don't think so.
Also, I think this is your third Jay-Z heel turn of the podcast.
What you mean?
I mean, there was you've gotten mad about Jay-Z like two or three other times.
I'm not mad at Jay-Z. You know what I'm saying?
You just don't like this.
That's Kanye's brother.
Yeah, that's Big Brother.
Yeah, but at the same time,
and Big Brother.
Until I see them together, until we together on the same track, what you gonna say now? I'm just skeptical.
Oh, well, so you gotta see a brand new track with them. So
yeah, well, I'm saying brother is loaded, because brother can mean like we still gonna feud for a while.
All right, so like Cain and Abel, or are you brothers like
yeah,
like Tyrese?
He did leave it kind of open ended. He was so cool and casual about mentioning, you know, how like, oh, people go through these sort of things. He didn't really say it with like conviction, like it would be resolved.
He didn't
ever.
Say he was going to Wyoming.
No, he didn't look like he was ready for that at all.
I like how the man's up there talking about how he cheated on his wife, Beyonce. And we're more interested in, are you and Kanye okay?
No, yeah. No. See
this ain't the Beehive podcast. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to you. The Beehive. You shout know, Kanye to, started
shout out to
the
Marlene
Beehive.
Rodriguez but, tried to start that.
Hey, this is but not that podcast. This is a podcast about Kanye. You know?
True. But
we
Jay
saw Rick Rubin in there, no shoes on. He showed the bus where he makes Yeezus. That was cool.
That was dope. His entire setup is crazy.
His house, that's where Kanye went.
I remember that photo.
Yeah, that's where Kanye went after he had the breakdown. He went over to Rick Rubin's house.
I can tell Rick Rubin does yoga from the way he sits.
And he don't wear no shoes.
No shoes.
He don't wear no shoes. Sits like complete Indian style, but like with like too much flexibility. Very serene Zen dude.
You think he gets pedicures?
You
think he gets pedicures, or he's just like a rough foot dude?
I feel like he had some rich like grass because he did put shoes on when he
yeah,
walked outside.
He was
outside.
Walking through the grass, just you know. Just...
No, he had shoes on when he walked through the grass.
He did.
Right. Yeah, that was my first time seeing Rick Rubin wear shoes since the Going Back to Cali video. Clear like 30 years of seeing him with no shoes.
This is a 99 Problems video. Shoes in that video. I think he did.
You can't see his feet.
That's true.
You don't know.
Who wears a big ass like coat with
That's
no shoes?
That's one of the 99
that
Problems.
Be. That might be one. Yeah.
Rick Rubin ain't got shoes
I got 99
on.
Pounds and Rick, where your shoes, Rick?
Talking to Rick like he a 3-year-old. Rick, where your shoes, man? We got to leave.
Where your shoes?
Snow outside, Rick.
There's snow on the ground. Where your shoes at, Rick?
Oh. Yeah, Jay saved he saved that other marriage life stuff to the end. You'll see it.
All right. I gotta watch it.
Wow. You like the kid that like saw a movie before everybody and then you're trying to describe it.
I'm not
we asking
to...
you questions about the trailer whoa, and you're like, well, before that happened.
I'm not giving a plot description. Mm-hmm. It's a over like if when this podcast comes out, there'll be a list of topics we talked about on there. I'm not going to tell you how we got into each one in depth with quotes and stuff.
All right.
That's fair.
Anywho.
So I got to check that shit out. I got to
check it out.
You got to check it out. Yeah.
Come up with your own assumptions about how that relationship stands, I guess.
I guess they still friends. Like, you know, Jay's still salty about what happened on stage. He only got 30 minutes, you know.
Come by the house. Come by the house, man.
You think they actually?
He didn't. Yeah, he didn't give no inclination that he was gonna come by the house anytime soon.
Yeah, he never said he was coming by the house, man.
Oh, maybe they still.
And
feeding.
Then that's what's messed up. Kanye was at Rick Rubin's house. Then in the thing, they're gonna put Rick Rubin's house, and that's the house that he was telling them to come by. Come on, man. Come by the house, man. Then they're gonna show the house in the documentary, man. What they ain't slick. They not slick.
What if Jay went? They didn't. He went to. What if he went to the wrong house?
He went to the wrong house. Come
what?
On, man.
Rick's house or your house?
Jay-Z don't go to the wrong house.
I think he might.
That's, nah.
You think Jay-Z don't get confused sometimes? Show up at the wrong house?
Nah.
He's at Kris Jenner's house. Like, yo,
Beyonce
which Kanye?
Scared to hang out with Kim. Meanwhile, Sanaa Lathan biting her in the face. You know what I'm saying?
Don't put that on Sanaa Lathan.
I'm just saying. What do you mean? Sanaa Lathan said, if I bit her, it would have been a love
she
bite.
Went OJ,
that's
she went OJ on
yeah,
it.
That's some OJ stuff right
Wait,
there.
Wait, Sanaa said that?
Yes.
She said, if I would have bit her.
It would have been a love bite.
Hmm.
And it has been confirmed by multiple sources that it was Sanaa Lathan.
Who was give me one source who like confirmed it was her.
You know, it's like them 17 agencies. I was like, how many Secret Service agencies we got?
Even if it's, I don't need like a name person. Did they say they saw it? They saw the bite.
What?
Did they say that they saw the bite?
And where did they bite her?
I don't know.
It was on the face.
All I know is John Legend said he knows who did it. Chrissy Teigen said she knows who did it and she's out of it. Tiffany Haddish said that Beyonce said, don't worry about it. She's on drugs. She don't normally act like that.
You tell
that.
Me Sanaa Lathan on drugs?
Sanaa Lathan looked like the type that would be on drugs.
What? Yeah.
If I had to guess out of everybody.
Sanaa Lathan, who has maintained her beauty for like what?
Remember when she just shaved her head bald for
drugs?
No reason?
We could tell when somebody on drugs, man, they slip.
What do you mean they slip? About? I haven't
what
seen
what kind of drugs we talking about?
I don't anything. Know. Maybe if you play her for your heart, you'll win now.
It was like,
you don't know where
or
she
maybe
you
lose. Is she juicing?
She juicing? Could be. She could be.
Oh, you never got over that dunk.
You know not to back me down.
She's like, hey, yo, let me, it's this post up, man. You're like a treat.
Totally unfair advantage.
I'm gonna have to read up on that. I can't believe Sanaa Lathan did that.
Remember why
she,
not?
She went through that bald phase. Remember when she just shaved her head for no reason?
That was for a movie.
What movie was that?
Yeah, what movie?
I don't watch whatever movie she's doing now. What the hell are you talking about?
Like, why wouldn't she do that? I don't understand why Sanaa Lathan would not do that.
Why do you think, all right.
She hang out with French Montana. That's starters.
Boom. Recently. And we know what French Montana's about.
Yeah.
All right, this is not a good strike.
Yeah.
Come
she
on,
be going
man.
To them Diddy party. You be there seeing them videos right, Diddy party,
let me
yo?
Ask this. Is there a culprit number, like a suspect number two?
All the other suspects are just people that Beyonce fans already wasn't cool with. You know what I'm saying? Jennifer Lawrence, Lena Dunham, and they was all like, no, it wasn't me.
Lena
wasn't
Dunham's me not at the top of the...
Lena Dunham was like, no, it wasn't me. It sounds like something I would do, but I ain't do it.
I don't think nobody in that room would have let Lena Dunham get that close. Nobody would let Lena Dunham get that close to Beyonce before, like, I think Chris and Teague would have punched her in the face if Lena Dunham went him to go for a bite.
I feel like Sanaa Lathan, Beyonce would let Sanaa Lathan whisper to her. She goes in for the whisper, bam, bite in the face.
I think it was the air. I think she probably nibbled on her air or essentially kissed her.
This makes me sad.
Bit the lip.
I don't know why I'm so upset that.
Why are you upset about that?
Because when I heard that story, I was like, yeah, it was some, you know, first of all,
it makes sense that it was somebody who was already rich and popping when Jumpin' came out to look at Beyonce and be like, I could bite her in the face. You know what I'm saying? Anybody else that had a poster on her wall that had like a, you know, Word Up magazine, it's not the same.
You really look like she let you down by biting her.
I mean, if it's true, that's your Wikipedia page is totally different now.
What? Sanaa Lathan, she get down like
First
that. She
all,
bite people.
You know what I'm saying? Sanaa Lathan, she gonna be straight. She gonna be straight.
Is she?
Yeah.
Yeah, bite or not.
I'll
she
wait
gonna
till I
back.
See the next Sanaa Lathan interview and somebody don't bring it up.
Oh, man. She probably got an NDA out there, non-disclosed, you know?
Oh, yeah, they got an NDA. NDA
if
everything.
Anything, this helps her. When we've done
wait,
so
she,
many
did
episodes
she get some
of this
Beyonce
podcast,
powers?
We've never talked about Sanaa Lathan before. I didn't even know you went this hard for Sanaa Lathan.
I've known her my whole life. It's not like
you've known Beyonce your whole life.
Yeah,
what
man.
That mean?
Look, man.
I knew. No, wait. I will say this from like movies when I was a kid. I probably loved Sanaa Lathan before I heard or became like a fan of Beyonce.
Okay.
Okay, that's fair.
Yeah, no, that's fair.
Loving basketball.
From loving basketball.
Loving basketball.
Wood, yeah. Best man. All that.
Yeah, she don't come in the best man to the end.
Doesn't matter. Well, you know, she was there in the beginning.
And then
on
she
the
not
calls,
there back
and
to the
end.
Nah, the beginning was pivotal though, cause she in that tub with them roses. And you like, damn, yo, if I can get me a woman like that, I'll be straight. Give me a tub and a woman like that. That's all I need in my life.
And then when Neil Long came in, he's like, all right, I see your dilemma, Taye Diggs. You got tough choices to make.
Yeah.
Neil Long still look good too.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I saw it in Roxanne. She was supposed to be playing like an older black woman, but I'm like, I don't give a fuck. Still look fine as shit.
with all due respect, you know what I'm saying, with all the, like, you know,
what are you about to
trying
say?
To put a disclaimer on there, man. You know what I'm saying? You know, no objectification. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
I thought there was
more. Well, yeah, I thought there was more too.
No, I
don't. What's your disclaimer for?
I'm trying to be appropriate.
Okay. All right.
All right. Kanye podcast, and we just start talking about people we like in movies and stuff.
No, what? No, it's not all that. No, just like we're gonna get to it.
We just want to find out who bit who. All
right,
things come up. People who know listen to the podcast know sometimes other issues may arise.
No, that's true. That's true.
What's the next issue?
Next issue, Cardi B.
Ooh,
look at me, look at me.
The queen of hip hop,
Cardi. Or as my mom calls her, Carly B.
Carly B.
That's just how she say it? Or she just refuses?
I think she just thought everybody was saying Carly, which is, you know.
I like the fact that she's like one of these goofy rags of riches stories. Like, mm-hmm. She used to strip, and now she went from stripping to a TV show that I didn't watch to now saying it on the radio every damn day to on SNL, pregnant on SNL. Is she the first pregnant woman to ever perform on SNL?
I don't know.
I'm probably the first to announce her pregnancy on SNL.
Oh, she announced it on it too? Like, I missed
that. I feel like people were saying it,
but there was no, that was the first time it was confirmed from her, was on SNL. All right.
Which to me is like, I don't know, I feel like when somebody does that, that's when they're like too famous. When you gotta like announce something like that on SNL, it's almost like you feel pressure from every angle. Like when Beyonce announced Blue on the VMAs, I felt bad. I was just like, dang, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, why is this
nothing
be
sacred anymore? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's a product of just like the environment nowadays. Because if Cardi B, if it happens any other way and it's not on your terms, you know, the way news and social media and everything works, then you lose control of the situation.
That's what I mean, and that's not the type of situation that you should be able to lose control of.
But that's product of the environment. It's just, you know, that I'm sure she would like to have not, you know, had to put pressure on herself. But
I mean, I wish Serena would have did it. I wish when Serena would have won and then she would have rubbed her belly and been like, also, y'all, I'm pregnant. That would have been crazy.
Yo, that would have, as the person who lost, I would have felt decimated.
I defeated y'all with a baby inside of me.
The irony is the song where she did, you know what I'm saying? Because Beyonce did it, Love on Top, and it's like, you know, I'm in love and I had a baby. And like Cardi B is on, like, be careful. Like, all right, you out here cheating.
Yeah.
Now I'm a mama. You know, it's like, oh, dang, Offset. Come on.
Yeah, Offset ain't going. He can't.
That does put a different spin on it. Because now the belly rub sounds like seems different.
Yeah, it makes this song way darker.
Yeah. Like, I'll find me a Russell Wilson.
Yeah.
Mm.
Russell Wilson, the Ned Flanders of black people. Just corny as hell, and he's like one of the coolest dudes, man.
I mean, his life is great.
Would you be upset if you were Future and your baby, like,
I
wouldn't be upset.
Why wouldn't you be?
Matter of fact, if I was Future, I would be, I'd probably ruin, if like I Freaky Friday'd with Future. I'd probably ruin Future. Like Future's so happy now. He hardly ever drinks lean.
Why would you be so happy? Like I don't know. That would bother me because he seems too wholesome. And I'm like, I'm Future. I drink lean and I got multiple babies. And one of my baby mamas is
Future only has like people on the internet on his side. Real life is all on Russell Wilson. Real life. Yeah. Who's
that baby's name is Future.
It don't
matter. The baby's name is Future.
It don't matter.
Future's name isn't even Future. It's like that baby was supposed to be, you know? Like,
it don't matter. You think, like, Russell Wilson is like that corny. He don't care. He's like, man, I get to take care of a child. I don't care. Like, the kid, look at the photos. The evidence is there.
But you already know.
Even if Russell Wilson even cared at all, that's when, like, the petty comes out. Because when each one of these photos, he knows who has to look at them. Yeah. He knows Future got to look at it.
I hope baby Future gets on Future's nerves. You think, like, I hope he acts like Future. I hope he's like whirring around the house. I took the top off the Maybach. I took the top off my Maybach. Don't Future sound like he got in trouble on that song?
Yeah.
I took the top off the Maybach.
Oh no! Like the worst is him on the Black Panther soundtrack.
Oh yeah,
that's the verse of the year.
That is not the verse of the year.
That's the verse of the year.
How?
You didn't listen to the last
episode. What you mean? He came at G-Eazy and he came at everybody stealing from 36 Mafia. All y'all doing is la-di-da-di-da, slide by my knob, chitty-chitty-bang, murder everything. That's one of my favorite lines in hip-hop. Chitty-chitty-bang, murder everything.
It's just the voice throws me off.
Chitty-chitty-bang, murder everything.
That kills it for me. It sounds like a nursery rhyme at that point. I'm just like, all right. I checked out at that point. Yeah. I didn't hear the lyrics. I was like, all right. What is he doing? What are you doing, bro?
Did you hear that song before or after you saw the movie?
I saw it before the movie.
Okay. Yeah. So he was like, please don't let this be in the...
Yeah, yeah.
The beat is in the movie, but I didn't know where. Killmonger takes over. That's when the trap music ends Wakanda.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Russell Wilson was a cover years.
No Future, don't watch this part.
It was DJ Khaled. It was Jay-Z and Future. They was ready to go. You know what I'm saying? But then they couldn't find their keys. You know what I'm saying? They was turning over couches. They was looking in corners and everything. Eventually, Future was like, I got the keys. They were so happy and they could finally leave. They was like, yo, we gotta put.
Yo, just shut up. Get in the car, man. Let's get the hell out of here.
Future, you know I can't give you the keys.
After that outburst, I'm not giving you the keys. There's something clearly wrong with you right now.
You know what I wanted to get into, and I put it in an email, and I wondered if anybody would object to it, is that Cardi B got a lot of praise for this album from a lot of people, and then Oprah put up, there was a post on Oprah Magazine, like Instagram, and it was like her fake listening or whatever, and it said, the caption was, listening to Cardi B, and that pissed me off so much, because I know the history of like Oprah and hip-hop, and it made me so mad, because... I'm sure you're up on this, like everything. Because I feel like
I used to watch Oprah.
Oprah's been hating on hip hop for like 20 years.
Yeah, when they were promoting Crash, she stepped to Ludacris about the use of the N word.
Yeah.
Outkast won the album of the year. They refused to go on the Oprah Winfrey show.
Yeah.
Because of, you know, Cardi B, someone who, you know, what is Cardi B's nationality, ethnicity?
I know she's West Indian and some type I think Trinidadian and
uses
Dominican?
The N word.
The same thing that all these other rappers that she would like take the task.
But it's that idea of girl power over everything.
It makes no sense because I know 50 Cent probably got the harshest on her, actually, like with lyrics and stuff, but like from him, Ice Cube, Russell Simmons talked about it. Jay-Z was on the show, but that was like, you know, she had to wait for Jay-Z to be like the mogul Jay-Z before.
Yeah, he was on the show.
Yeah, he was on the show, but it wasn't about.
But, you know, Ye had a song about, Ye had material that he could do on Oprah. And, you know, okay, Oprah used to have Hammer on there. Oprah used to have Will Smith on there. I don't think Oprah was anti-hip-hop as much as she was just like, I feel like that part of it, I don't know if it was her personal or her trying to appeal to her audience. Either way, it's a problem. But, you know, Oprah took a stance against rappers using the N-word and, you know, and she did it on her show and it just became a whole thing. And so for her, you know, it's not her, it's O Magazine. But for them to come around and try to use Cardi
for likes. It's super disingenuous, man.
Yeah, then it doesn't feel right. It doesn't feel like that's on brand. Every issue of Oprah Magazine got Oprah on the cover. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The only other person been on the cover is Oprah and Ellen.
Yeah.
If Cardi B's on the cover of Oprah Magazine, that's, you know, that's a problem.
Is it?
Yeah, because Oprah has said, you know.
In the age of every time, what is
she changing?
Every time you talk to a rapper, you got to talk to them about the N-word.
Yeah, But she might be changing after this whole Monique thing. And like,
somebody was like, what about, that's just growth. I'm like, that ain't, nah.
Stedman ain't never said the N-word.
Stedman
Gail definitely. Don't say the N-word.
Gail definitely said it to, probably said it at brunch.
Lee Daniels don't be saying the N-word.
Yeah, you know damn well Lee Daniels says the N-word.
I know for a fact Tyler Perry or Madea has said the N-word around Oprah.
But I don't know. Maybe she feels like she has to be a mentor to all the younger hip hop like community. And she
acts like she wasn't around when Missy and Lauryn Hill was out.
She probably
Where was they praised?
I don't know. She
it's
probably
funny how money changed the situation.
Yeah.
Hey, Oprah got that. She Oprah got that big money now. You but know
that's
how she is.
That's the power of the movement, the time, and just Cardi B in general. Because she's fucking huge. She already went like gold, I think, already.
Here's my okay. First
Wait,
of all,
still
that,
go gold now?
First of all, I don't even know if that's real. Hits Daily double tweeted that looks like she would have 200,000 to 100,000. They said she got gold immediately at her listening party. They were like, the minute she hits the button, she's going gold, which means maybe Atlantic Records bought albums, made her gold, because it's all about how many you ship too.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So it's like, who knows where they shipped a 500,000 records.
Who's still buying CDs?
Exactly. Exactly. Also, everyone who's on it is plugged in. Like, people are like, I can't believe SZA's on this. I can't believe Chance the Rapper's on this.
Yep.
You mean SZA from the Gap commercial and Kit Kat Chance the Rapper? You can't believe that they accepted a check? You know what I'm saying? I love them. They're great. Yeah. But at the same time.
Oh, you talking about the people like, can y'all, like, Cardi B did it, y'all. She like, can y'all believe it? Like, she's like these kind
of
people.
Yeah. Yeah, yeah. And it's like, it's not like they did it for the love of Cardi. You know what I'm saying? It's not like they had to quote 12 Cardi lyrics to get in the building.
We don't know that. They probably deep down inside was like, yo, I'm a fan of Love and Hip Hop. Your season that you was on there, that time you was just sticking out your tongue and you said forever. That was my favorite episode, bro.
Okay, but they might be cool, but look at how they became cool. Look at how they got in the rooms together. You know what I'm saying?
It's true.
SZA was nominated for a Grammy. Chance won a bunch of Grammys. Cardi B performed at the Grammys before her first album came out. You know what I'm saying? Like I feel like Cardi B is organic, but unfortunately, the machine is still showing. And I feel like that is what is like taking away from this album is we can kind of see the machine. It is a good album, but how did Cardi B become famous? Not because of her bars. Cardi B became famous because of her personality. Where are the skits? Where's the like moments where it's just Cardi just talking? Like,
that's
I don't
the
understand.
What do you mean her skits were that?
That's Instagram.
Did you see? Yeah, that's the Instagram and that's the.
But I feel like we missed a moment.
Did you see
like
the Spotify
Big Kid
commercial?
Mad City has skits. College Dropout has skits. Are like, you, I feel like we could have had some funny moments with Cardi B on this album.
I can. All right. See, I think I get what you're talking about. There's a certain level of. I don't want to say lack of authenticity, but there is clear. This is like super curated to make it
for analytics.
Yeah, yeah.
Get clicks.
Yeah, this is.
There are no skits on this because skits take away from clicks and having songs chart.
This is made for like. Take every song on his album is pretty much made to be on like this top Spotify stream.
Yeah,
yeah. But you can't put like a skit. Like, well, you got skits now.
Don't downplay skits.
I love skits. And I think they should, like, they can be on albums. But like you said, like, there's no one buying hard albums anymore. It's cool to have a skit on a CD. But if somebody that's watching an album, listen to an album on YouTube, that's like a pointless thing to have. Just a skit on YouTube.
I'm going to tell you where I stay, okay?
Okay.
Then you're going to tell me where you stay, okay? Then you're going to tell me where your mama stay, where your daddy stay, or where your grandma stay, okay?
That wasn't even like a, that wasn't, like, I wouldn't count that as a skit. That was more of
Lord God,
a
I come to you as a sinner.
That was
come
a drama.
On, man.
That was a drama. He was setting the scene. Setting the scene for the next track.
Yeah, Cardi could have set the scene. We know she like it, but why? You know what I'm saying? There is a Bickin head, but why is there a Bickin head? You know what I'm saying? There's a Bodak Yellow, but why is there a Bodak Yellow?
He wants to know if somebody wanted Domino's before Bickin head came. Where my damn Domino's?
man. Like, she was doing so regardless.
Ninth grade. Next grade. Always hanging with that girl, Shireen.
I know what I'm listening to on the way home. That's it.
I think she probably going to sell, like, she going to sell a lot of albums in DR, and Trinidad's going to support her. That's like, damn, she really took over Nicki Minaj's spot. Because Nicki Minaj is Trinidad, I mean, and all.
Nicki Minaj tweeted and deleted four the other day, which means I think something new is coming. We ain't heard from Nicki Minaj in months. I feel like Nicki Minaj got a plan.
She tweeted and deleted what?
She got the number four.
She got to lay low, though.
The number four?
Yeah.
You know she got to lay low after what happened with her brother, bro. Her brother got locked up. So yeah. she gotta step back for a little bit.
That'll be there forever. I don't think I've heard about like that in like a big scale.
They pushed that under the rug. Like, she was the one that financed his lawyers, and then when it looked like he was finally going in, that's when she distanced herself from him.
Maybe she just knew that like the machine is too big. Even Drake tried it. Drake tried to put out a song same day.
I like that Drake song, and that video was hard.
The video is great. The
song is
Issa
great
Rae,
too.
Yara,
I haven't heard the song T-Murda. Without the video, so I don't know how I feel about that. I haven't heard that yet.
Man, you can't fail with Lauryn Hill on the hook, man.
Yeah.
Can't fail.
Even though that's the same song that Cardi B used on Be Careful.
It is?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. See, what is Drake doing?
The machine, man.
No, I feel like that was anti-Cardi move.
Really?
Like YMCMB.
Hmm.
Anti-Cardi in what sense? Like anti...
Her album came out on Friday. That song and video came out Saturday to try to like take away from the momentum.
Okay.
Like, take away from the streams.
All right. See, that's one thing. Like the momentum versus like her personally.
No. It's not a personal thing, but it's a chess move. We know a Drake album is coming, and it's like, okay, you guys are hype off Cardi, but she's going to have to split this chart time with me. She's going to have to split this, like, or even, I don't even know if it's a clear sample. It might just be something where he can't make money off of, which means it's just there for people to listen to instead of.
Drake, you diva. If he did that,
I hope,
that video
I hope,
is
I
hard.
Hope Lauryn Hill
it
got
is
paid.
Dope.
The video is hard.
Oh.
Issa Rae in there.
Tiffany Haddish is in there.
Tiffany Haddish is
did you
in
see
there.
Letitia Wright's Instagram? She was on her Instagram story when she put up the videos of when they were filming it.
No.
I think it might still be on there. I think it's on. I think I saw it yesterday, so it might still be less than a day old.
Now you could put up old Instagram videos, old stories, in your like you can make your highlights and stuff.
Yeah, so. That's dope.
Yeah, soon you'll be able to take that stuff and put it on your timeline.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, why is this here if it's not permanent, but now you could, all right, whatever.
People want the option.
Man, that album is dope, though. Listen to it. It is dope.
It's great.
Best Life, still one of my favorite tracks on there. And I don't know whether that's because it's Chance or... I saw so many people hating on it on Twitter.
I should back up a bit. When I say great, I mean, like, I think that it's great in the sense that it's not filled with, like, a bunch of skippable stuff.
Okay.
It's pretty solid, like, all-together project. It's got, like, 3-4 songs that'll be you'll be listening to through the summer.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solid first project.
Yeah, it's a solid first project. But also there's a lot of anticipation. Bodak Yellow was so huge for so long that it's just almost like once you heard it on there, it was like, oh yeah, I forgot about this.
And it's right after Bickenhead, which is,
I don't know if y'all do y'all have like a formula for like albums to tell whether it's good or not? Like if track 5 is fire and it's not like the lead single, that's how you know the album's gonna be real good.
I like what Rel had as far as formula for like a good album, which is, or at least his grading system.
Yeah.
Rel Battle?
Yeah. Remember when he was talking like, just like by the numbers, like good songs versus skippable songs.
Okay, I feel like it's different for a pop album than a rap album.
Okay.
And what would we call Invasion of Privacy? Is it a pop album or is it a rap album?
Ooh. Oh, that's tough. Because it's a perfect mixture of both.
Mm-hmm.
It's a rap album because all the features that she has on there makes it a rap album.
Oh, it's rap. Is in today's day and age, is rap like not pop music?
Are they not so intertwined? No, when I say pop, I mean like you could compare it to like Hit Me Baby One More Time. You could compare it to you know, nah, like you the can't most poppiest of pop.
If we're gonna
thriller,
lean one way, I would lean
compare,
towards rap. Then.
Like I'm talking about just formula wise, how I grade it. You could compare it to an album that is designed to be popular.
So like a No Strings Attached.
So I feel like okay, the fact that the opening track everybody could see is obviously pulling from Dreams and Nightmares is a pop move. That's not a hip hop move.
Are you
to have like the seams just exposed like that, you know? And if you look at all Cardi B's tracks, there is a reference to another track, you know, whether it's Bodak Yellow, No Flocking, you know, Bartier, Cardi, Tommy, you know, like people are able to pull up the original. Hey, this is like this. Hey, this is like this. And to me, that is pop music stuff. That's not necessarily a hip hop thing to do.
So what does Diddy make?
He takes hits from the 80s and they sound so crazy.
That's factual. He actually does that.
When Diddy did it, he was flipping stuff.
Hers is like much more closely resembling the original.
Can't Nobody Stop My Pride and Been Around the World and Nayai are two different pop songs like mashed together by Diddy.
To make a new sound. Yeah. Your mind's blown.
She's rapping. I don't know what you're
I don't know, but like I did.
And
pick
the
up
message
on
by Grandmaster Flash. It was like three ingredients. It would be like two different pop songs and then a old school hip hop element that would come together. Like Hypnotize is, you know, there's a sample, but then there's also a reference to Slick Rick. It's like a lot of different elements.
Okay, so let me ask you this. Is the conclusion you're trying to make, okay, is she a pop star and not a rapper?
She's pop right now.
I would say for me to give the album praise, I'd have to call it a pop album. I would also say that for Graduation.
She did use a lot of references. I did peep that Dreams and Nightmares.
Yeah, that was the most obvious thing ever.
Yeah.
Just off rip.
As soon as I heard it, I was like, oh man, she really did that.
But other people have tried that and failed. Like most of the time when Cardi does that, she's like successful.
Did she successfully do that though?
Yeah.
The jury's still out on that. I took note of, all right, she kind of copied Meek off this. I listened to it. I didn't give it a grade at the time. I got to re-listen to it again. But at the time, I'm just like, all right, I know where she got this style from.
I feel like a lot of people on their first track try to be all rappity rap rap rap, you know.
Wait, say that again.
Rappity rap, rap rap, right? But I feel like when Cardi did it, at least she, like, normally when she does it, I would rather listen to Bodak Yellow than No Flocking. I would rather listen to Bartier Cardi than Tommy.
I listen to Bartier because like I like the T-Pain remix, but other than that, I don't know. No Flocking. I like No Flocking myself, too. No Flocking's so dope, though.
No Flocking is dope. And it's original. And it's, you know, Kodak Black.
Yeah.
Well.
It's rough. Now you got me thinking it's just more of a pop album now.
I don't know. I mean, it's still early. We still got a lot of time to listen and analyze. We don't got to go, like,
it's got some bangers for the summer.
Give it a final analysis 2 days in.
It got some bangers for the summer that's going to come through. That. I gotta listen to it in the club a couple times.
Yeah, I feel like we'll see how long it lasts.
All right, let's get into the Kanye stuff. Okay. We asked everybody a set of questions when they come on a podcast. First one, what was your introduction to Kanye West?
Oh, my introduction to Kanye West was one of his mixtapes where he was, I can't remember the name of the mixtape. It's the one where he's wearing the pink polo and had the Louis Vuitton backpack and he's talking about the Obamas and Here Comes the Wests. That was like my stone, like knowing who Kanye was. I knew he was a producer. I heard Through the Wire, didn't really give him a shot with that. But then when I heard his mixtapes and him having fun on that, I was like, all right, I'm behind it.
Freshman Adjustment?
I think so. Is that the one with the Martin sample? We Don't Talk No More? Without You Arguing?
We can't even sit and talk
no more
without you arguing. Shout out to John Legend.
Yeah, that shit is fire. That's like what really was like, oh shit, he's actually an artist. And I was like, all right, cool. He's not just a producer. So, all right. So that's what got me really on board with it.
So Through the Wire didn't catch you. When did you listen to College Dropout?
As soon as it came out and I fell in love with it. I didn't expect it to be that good. I thought it was just going to be like one of those CDs that you bought because you kind of liked the personality behind it, but it was going to be a flop. It's another producer trying to be a rapper. So I thought it was going to like fail. And then I started bumping it. I was like, oh, okay. All right, this is for real. All right, I'm on board.
Where were you at this time?
I was in college. It just came out, and I was actually thinking about dropping out of school.
What school?
I think I was at Wilberforce University in Ohio playing soccer. I had a soccer scholarship.
Really?
Yeah.
A soccer scholarship?
Not fully, but they was giving me money to play, and it was cool for the time being. But it was Ohio, and I hate Ohio. Still to this
Ohio
day.
Smells like hot dogs.
Sorry to anyone that's from Ohio.
Don't apologize to them, Gordon.
You're right. You guys killed Harambe.
Give no quarter.
We're not going to do Ohio like that.
What are you talking
about? First of all, we got fans in Ohio that booked me. Okay, so, hey, Cincinnati, I will be there on June 2nd.
No, ain't also, nobody coming.
No. Also, you know, the birthplace of a lot of funk bands. Shout out to the Ohio players. Shout out to,
that's
the
just
OJs.
Circumstance.
Shout out to...
They didn't choose that.
Shout out to Lakeside. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to Kid Cudi, Scott Muscadee.
Not all of Ohio. I shouldn't say all of Ohio is terrible.
come on, man. We ain't going to do that.
Here's what I hate about Ohio. Xenia, Ohio, where my school was, I hated that. It was just a terrible place to put a school. Put a two historically black universities, a terrible place. And the second place Ohio that I hate is the Cleveland Amtrak station, because I used to get stuck there trying to take the train back to Jersey. And I got stuck there for almost 12 hours one time. So naturally, you'll build up a hate for a place if you're stuck there for 12
hours. That's a large part of where my... Like, I've taken the bus... If you go from New York to Detroit.
Fuck you.
No, their public transit stops are terrible.
No. Oh, God.
Shout out to the land. Shout out to my man, LeBron James, if you're listening. You know what I'm saying? Shout out to J.R. Smith.
I wasn't coming at LeBron. Don't try to build that narrative.
Fix the Amtrak station, LeBron. Start there.
Shout out to my boy, T. Lou.
Stop trying to save these kids and fix the guys.
Most underrated coach in history. You know what I mean?
Tyronn Lue?
Yeah.
I mean, he's accomplished. What is one year, one ring?
I feel like people step over him so much, man.
Yeah.
It's not fair.
Yeah, AI did that to him. AI didn't need to do that, man.
That's worse than anything I said. Way worse. The man just got back from a health scare. People been stepping over Tyronn.
Gordon, you also a sneakerhead. Do you have any Yeezys?
I tried to get some Yeezys. I tried to wait in line to get the Red Octobers because those are the ones I really wanted.
Had a line?
Yeah. That line was long as hell.
I thought they just dropped them online.
Nah. There was a line because they sold them.
That's New York stuff right here.
Where was that? Where was it at? It was like it's not on Bleecker. What's the one in Lower East Side? The Nike shop in the Lower East Side. It's in the Soho area. They had some shoes out there and that line was long as fuck and I couldn't get there. And I was very disappointed in myself.
Have you tried for any new ones since?
No, I don't like the Adidas Yeezys at all. I'm true to Nike. I might buy some like Adidas soon because, like, I don't know. Some of them look good, but I'm not going after the Yeezys with Adidas. I like the Nike ones that they came out with. They were cool and they looked pretty goddamn good. But other than that, nah, I don't really fuck with them like that. I had the Yeezy Air Max ones that they came out with. They did a color.
Mm-hmm.
Colorway dedicated to Yeezy, and I got those. But other than that, nah, man, it's hard to get Yeezy because everybody hype beats over them. Every fucking kid that's 16, parents would drop $3,000 to go get them, and you can't compete with that. You working.
Y'all seen the kids that went on Judge Judy over a pair of Yeezys?
Yes,
wait, what?
Yes,
yeah,
is that there
was
recent?
A kid he sold like Yeezys and then. The other kid like had a dispute because they was worn and they said they was brand new. And instead of going to PayPal, they went to Judge Judy.
It's a fair thing.
That's a move. I gotta see that. I just gotta see Judy's facial expressions.
She don't know nothing about shoes. She's like, you can't sell shoes you already wore. I was like, this lady don't know nothing about the community.
You could definitely sell some worn shoes, man. I used to do that shit. I used to flip my kicks all the time.
Did they bring the shoes? Did the bailiff?
Of course.
The bailiff had to come get the shoes and take them to Judy.
He ain't had no gloves on or nothing.
You see the crease right here, Brianna. If you look at the toe box, there's a crease right here. Clearly, these shoes have been worn.
That's funny as hell.
Are you a sneakerhead like that too?
Since the podcast started, I've taken like small incremental steps.
Okay.
In building, but like knowledge is not where y'all at.
Nah, sneakers not for everybody. I'm tired of everybody trying to jump on.
Everybody is trying to jump
people,
on.
People be asking me, oh, so how do I get started? You get started by buying shoes. You know what I'm saying?
Go to your local Foot Locker.
Start
going to
like what I like.
You just got to know where you're at. Like, I'm no way I'm just going to be like somebody who's like every day trying to see what the new everything is. No way. But like, there's an appreciation for like, okay, that is kind of nice. That would be like, but it's like far in between.
Yeah. You know? I wear Jordans because when Jordan was playing, my parents were together. You know, you got to have your own reasons why you wear shoes.
Every sneakerhead got like a weird story like that. Why'd you get this shoe? Oh, I'll tell you why. My grandma gave
it to me. Y'all had an origin story.
Yeah. No, seriously.
Retired from the Wizards, my parents got divorced. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't know why you wear the Jordans you wear. I got nothing to do with my story. These 11s remind me of happiness. I don't know what.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. My mom bought me some 13s, and she told me, like, yeah, my father wasn't in my life. And he was like, yeah, your father finally paid some child support so you can get these 13s. And I dogged them shits out. Fuck him. Fuck these shoes. Get out of here with that shit.
That's kind of messed up.
Hey, man. Nah, fuck all that, man. You now going to finally pay? Fuck
you never heard Gerard's joke, Gerard Carmichael's joke, where he's like, when I see a young man with a pair of Jordans, I'm like, who hurt you? Shout out to Gerard Carmichael.
Those are facts, man. Jordan's like, if you're a sneakerhead, you got a story behind every single pair of kicks, man. Mm-hmm. Like, I sold a lot of my shoes to help my sister go back to school. Like, my dad was, like, unemployed at the time, and then, like, my sister wanted to go back to school, so I sold a good chunk of it so we could get her back in on campus, and I almost had a goddamn breakdown the next morning. I looked at my wall and was like, oh, my God, my babies are gone.
Okay, that's super serious. Now it paints a bigger picture.
But that's beautiful, right? That's a beautiful thing to do, to give away the thing that you're passionate about for somebody's education.
Bruh, she went, she graduated. I was so happy when she graduated.
That's a whole nother podcast right there. Just take
Bro, you like shoe, like people don't get it. Like the shoe game is when you got a nice collection of shoes, that is your savings account. That is like your emergency, man, break or sell in case of emergency. And I did it a couple times.
Yeah, but you use your force for good.
Oh, yeah.
You know. Now I'm worried about these other people.
Oh, you think people out there selling Yeezys for guns and whatnot?
I don't know. Y'all act like guns and shoes ain't been related before, man.
Yeah, I was on a date and like, I got the bill, and I was like, you know what? Them Yeezys is gone. It's a wrap. Oh, no, I'm going to handle this. No, I got it. I got it. Don't worry. I got it. Yeah, them Yeezys is gone tomorrow.
These are major life choices.
Yeah,
here,
man. You got to do that sometimes. I used to keep a pair of, I had the Kevin Durant Weathermen in my closet. Yeah, and then like one day I was just like, ah, 84. Man. Yeah, and it was nice. And
with the scrap.
Apparently he wanted to be a weatherman as a kid. And
okay,
like,
I was about to say, I hope it sounds like they must have been cooler than the name.
Yeah, yeah. Kevin Durant wanted to be a weatherman before he decided to go to the NBA or whatever. So like they did a shoe, it was a green shoe with like the weather radar on the shoe and the tongue and all that stuff on the strap. So I had a pair and like I sat them for a while and then at a certain point I was like, oh shit, I gotta sell this shit to get right. So, all right, sold them. Took them down to, what's that store? I can't
Flight
think.
Club?
Yeah, Flight Club.
To the Flight Club.
Which is like, if you don't need to sell through Flight Club, just don't. Just do it on your own. But yeah, I took it down there. That shit sold in 5 days.
Damn, now we got beef with Flight Club.
Sorry, my fault.
Sometimes it get bad. Sometimes you go to round two and just be like, hey, what y'all gonna take? I'm gonna wear the rest of the stuff. Anything you don't take, you gonna see me wearing tomorrow. But what do y'all want to say?
Hey, you gotta be real with it. But yeah, I really want a pair of Yeezys. And secretly, supposedly Nike's supposed to come out with the Red Octobers again.
We saw that rumor.
Yeah, but then I'm be conflicted because I know Kanye don't approve. You know what I'm saying? But then it's
but
like.
But those shoes look so nice.
But they do look nice. As a, you know what I'm saying? As a fan, it's
where's,
like.
Where does your allegiance go between Kanye fan and sneakerhead?
It's like that scene in The Dark Knight where he beat up them people wearing Batman costumes. It's like, am I going to be one of them if I wear the Red October?
It was just like that New Jack City meme with Wesley Snipes crying. And looking like, so you got a tough choice to make.
Am I not my brother's keeper?
Yeah.
Am I not my sneakers keeper?
I don't know. Like, yeah, I got that debate on my head. Just like, should I get them or not? Because I really want a pair of Yeezys, but I ain't. People want to charge you $5,000 for the original Red Octobers, yeah, man.
But I do want to wear them on somebody's couch and play Hold My Liquor. You know what I'm saying? Yeezys on like your sofa. These Red Octobers, you know what I'm saying? Like, I want to do it so bad.
I'm sorry, I'll take these off. I just had to do it.
I'm sorry, me no man.
I just needed that moment.
All right, since we already dropped the songs, you picked Hell of a Life for your song,
yes,
for this episode.
Why'd you? My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy.
That is my favorite song off that album.
Never thought I would hear that.
Yeah, man. Yeah. You know what it was? It was like, I was in a weird relationship. I was dating this girl, and like we just reached a level of kink, and I was like, yo, this song is kind of like our thing, man. And like he was just so I was like, yo, if I ever get married, that's gonna be me and my wife's song right there. We gonna dance to that song
what?
First. Yeah,
make
man.
A priest faint, make a nun come, make a cremate.
That's love right there, man. If I can't be with the woman that, you know, we can't both fuck the bridesmaid.
It's gonna be a fucking bondage wedding.
That's crazy. What would the parents say?
Yeah. They love each other. That's what look. They clearly love each other. They both dancing to this. They smiling.
How do you show your kids your wedding video?
Do you think he was talking about Kim in this song, or was he talking about somebody else?
I think he's talking about somebody else.
I think I fell in love with a porn star. Turned the camera on. Now she's a born star.
Wait, let me take that back. Now I'm thinking about it. Yeah, it probably is about Kim.
Does it have to be about?
Who else is the porn star?
Well, it sounds more like a fantasy to me.
It sounds like when you turn the camera on, it's like, oh, she turned up. Like, you don't have to be a necessarily porn star. But I feel like, you know, knowing.
That's a weird parallel right there, though.
But it is interesting to be like, you know, the first line of the song is, I think I fell in love with a porn star. So it's just like.
But everything after that is, seems like only specific to the porn industry, like a performer.
Yeah, but like that's another reason why I like the song, because like he brings up the injustice of black porn stars and whatnot. Her price go down if she ever fuck a black guy, and I was like, that's bullshit. That's so fucked up. And that, like, apparently that's a real thing that happens in the porn industry.
If a porn
star do anal or do a gangbang, to me it's the same thing.
We all wear the same. We all in the same gang.
Bam. If it was a porn star, if she never fucked a black guy, if she do, that means she's about to be out the game.
Yeah.
She go retire.
That's the one we take it out, which is so fucked up.
Because they know, because you get, apparently, because I've heard about this too, they'll give you a lot of money to do the scene, but then after that, your price will go down.
Really?
Well, because what happens if you spend the whole time not fucking black guys, people watch porn, be like, yo, I want to see this porn star fuck a black guy. So it's like now you have people anticipating or hoping. Like the buildup is great.
Really? That's what it was?
Yeah. So
I thought it was more of a racial thing, but okay.
I mean, well, for porn stars, a lot of it's money.
Yeah.
Because you've had people talk about, okay, I won't do it because they don't want to retire. So they know if they do it, then they could lose money long term because fans would be like, oh, she fucking black guys now. I'm out.
So you fucking mean, black guys a curtain call?
They should do a parody of Fade to Black.
There's
a porn parody of Fade to Black. And like, she keeps going to all these different producers and they keep like, yo, I got this.
Nah. See?
You got this one this job, next, you know. It's like they seen the Carlito's way.
Man, that's
we need the porn industry, Black Panther, our buying power.
Oh man, that's terrible. I can't watch porn now.
Lisa Ann was on. She's on Daily Show with Roy Wood, and they had a segment about this, about the same thing.
Really?
Yeah. About how
that's the curtain call, just the final farewell.
It's racist, more so, but it's like it's the fans. But it's like. By not participating,
I don't know if the fans, because how the fans gonna know the timeline? You know what I'm saying? How you know they're gonna be like, this is from before?
See, but you're not talking from the perspective of like,
it sounds
the dudes
like
who
racist fans.
You're talking about the people who pay who
you can't
the
put
money.
It on the fans. That sounds like racist fans.
Yeah, yeah, I'm saying it is. I'm saying
the comments on board. Like,
no, what? I don't read.
Come
the
on,
comments.
You know that you.
I'm busy.
Then you know Hannibal Buress's joke at least.
Like, I started reading the comments after the Hannibal did that joke, and like it is quite a place. The comments of a porn, man. Sometimes it's informative. They let you know a girl's name, like who is this actress? And you find out, and then you go. You
from,
see some,
yeah, it's it shifts and be like, okay, this is a community that helps one another, and then it's like.
To this terrible like, wasteland of racism.
Like, I didn't know the name. Thank you, Dick Shaft 98. It's fucking.
I'm busy looking at my own comments.
What do you mean? Comments?
What you mean?
You comment?
Well, no. First, funniest comment on my Tonight Show was that I look like Pee Wee Herman. You know what I'm saying? That was a good one. I'm not gonna lie. They got down on that one. And then on. And then on Desus and Mero, somebody said I was more boring than G-Eazy. And it hurt, but it was hilarious.
You gotta laugh at that shit.
You gotta laugh at that.
You gotta laugh that shit off. Oh my God.
But no racism in there.
Any racism in there?
I ignore most racism.
So there was some racism in there, but you just skimmed over it.
I mean, it was some whack comments, but if the person was not black, then it'd be like, all right. I see where the whackness thrives.
All right.
No need to respond.
This song is got. It has multiple rock samples in it. The chorus is very similar to the tone of Iron Man by Black Sabbath. The lead singer of Black Sabbath, of course, is
Ozzy Osbourne.
And, if you watch The Talk, which I sometimes... skim by the talk.
Yeah.
But Cheryl Osbourne always has something negative to say about Kanye. And I just find it funny that, she don't say nothing about them Kanye checks, though. You know what I'm saying?
That sample check did come in, Sharon.
Mm-hmm.
Look at you. How you gonna hate the man that's helping you feed your family?
Exactly. And also... I always had a problem with her because instead of paying the people who played on the original Black Sabbath records, what they did was re-record all the Black Sabbath records to take them off so she didn't have to pay like the original members of the group. So I was
That's a James Brown move right there. That's a real James Brown move right there.
Yeah, so on some streaming sites, if you listen to Iron Man, you might not hear the actual one that made it famous, but another re-recording. Variation.
How close does it sound? I think I've only ever heard the original.
I mean, the original is probably the one that's on YouTube. I don't know. I don't know, but I imagine a purist would know. And it's just a messed up feeling. Because when you listen to music from the 70s, you listen to everybody involved. Like, the guitar player was focused on guitars their whole life. The drummer was focused on drums their whole life. You know what I'm saying? They wasn't playing Call of Duty. They wasn't playing Grand Theft Auto. You know what I'm saying?
Facts. Okay.
They wasn't watching Power Rangers. They was just playing that instrument,
Sitting in the kitchen playing that instrument.
You can hear that.
Oh, man. I did not know Iron Man was a sample on that, and that makes me like the song even more because that's one of my favorite songs. Hell of Life is another one of my favorite songs, too. So now, that explains a lot now. That song really stuck out to me.
Also, She's My Baby, performed by the Mojo Men, is where some of the beat comes from. Okay. And then Stud Spider by Tony Joe White.
That's where the drums come in, right?
That's where the drums come from. And I think that like a lot of times when rappers sample rock, they turn it into rap. But I feel like this still had a rock feel to it.
Yeah, it did.
And I always said that this song was the prequel to Yeezus.
I can see that.
Like the subject matter, I'm in it, is like right after this song.
Actually, you could put Hell of a Life on Yeezus.
You could put Hell of a Life on Yeezus.
And it'd be seamless.
And if you think about like the Watch the Throne tour, I feel like the aesthetic of the Watch the Throne tour is... Hell of a Life, like my leather black jeans on, a kilt, that's some AC/DC stuff right there. Like that, you know, to me, I think My Beautiful Dark Twisted Fantasy always gets like Kanye's style at the time was very 70s, open shirt, you know, suit jacket on chest, you know what I'm saying, chains on. And I feel like that is like, there was definitely a rock inspiration to his style. But the only really song on the album that kind of reflects that is Hell of a Life.
It's just a fun fucking song, man. It's a fun goddamn song. I don't care who you were with. If you're in love with somebody, I say play that song and start making love to it. You're
with the lights on.
Yeah. the ending is so weird. The ending is like the weirdest part, because I'm like, is he actually having sex? Did he bust at the end of that track? You ever heard the end of it? Yeah. Where he's just breathing into the microphone?
I don't think about those things.
No, well, just listen. Clearly, one of my favorite songs.
I definitely heard that.
Is that what you thought though? That he just.
Yeah, I was like, this is wild. Like everybody, because I was like, everybody said they love this album, but did everybody listen to this all the way through? This is like, this really snuck in there. Yeah, you know what I'm saying. Nobody complained. This, you know, nobody wrote an article or nothing. We just out here living. That's what's up.
He just breathes into the microphone. Next thing you know, you just hear John Legend on piano singing Blame Game.
Yeah.
Like, what just happened there?
Easy taught me.
I would say going back, post like stuff we talked on this podcast, and then going back and having to listen to the song more in depth. This is definitely I call this a banana pudding track.
Why would you call a banana pudding track?
Come on, man.
If
you can do better than that.
Nah. This is on a banana pudding playlist. Nah,
what do you mean?
Ain't no banana pudding playlist.
Yes, it is. No, it's this, not. And then Freestyle 4 is right after it.
Okay, all right. You got to explain what's a banana pudding
and
playlist.
You skipped, now I'm in it.
I didn't skip it. I just put it somewhere else on the playlist. It's track 4.
I'm watching now. Say what?
Confirmed stories that Kanye likes to watch porn with people.
It's not stories. It's the same story told by D. Antwood multiple times on multiple internet videos. He's using the one time he met Kanye to try to go viral.
You gotta go viral. It's a story.
But then Donda,
it's a story, but it's his only story.
But then Donda, his mother, like, this, like, one of the stories I heard is Donda used to be his manager. He used to handle all his bills. And, like, sometimes Kanye would go to, like, a hotel and he would run up a $500, like, tab on porn that he would order. And she would, like, yeah, what the hell are you doing? And then, like, he started talking about having, like, being a porn addict and stuff like that. Because that's what I thought, like, the reason why he fell in love with Kim is because, like, he probably saw the porn and was like, I'm going to get that girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
that's fact.
Yeah. Cause he, like, he used to hang out with, like, he met her on the set of, like, Sitting on Top of the World, something like that, with Brandy.
No, she was not. Sitting on Top of the World is like 98.
Didn't he meet her when he was filming?
He met
that
her.
Pilot?
She was a Brandy's assistant during the time that they was working on The More They Talk About I Love.
Okay.
Yeah.
That was one. Okay. Yeah. All right.
You like two Brandys back.
Yo, I'm sorry. I knew it was a Brandy track with Kanye. I thought she was hanging around.
You had him on the set of Moesha. Wasn't Kanye at Andale's with Kim Kardashian? No, they was not listening to Freestyle Unity.
He was Miles' friend. He was guest star.
Just came through. That's how
the season
met, right?
Finale we never got was Kanye save Miles from Lil Kim's grasp.
He was, I'm gonna save Miles. Oh man, do y'all believe the rumors about like Ray J? Like Ray J ruins people's careers and shit like that?
Nah, man, I believe Vince Staples that Ray J is, you know, the cause of all this.
Okay,
you know.
You know he was the last one to see Whitney Houston alive, right?
Hey man,
what?
Hey man, don't pull a Lord. We're not gonna talk about Whitney Houston like that.
All right, cool.
Get your apology tweets ready, dog.
Yeah, I definitely. I'm sorry. Sorry, Mr. J.
Talk about he apologized to the Joker. Okay.
She'll never be a Roy. As far as I'm rude.
Wait, why you don't like Lord?
Because what she said, she posted a picture of a bathtub.
That was an accident,
though. And I will always love you. How's that an accident?
What? That is not an accident.
How is that an accident?
That is not an accident.
How is that an accident? Come on, man. What's a bathtub and a bodyguard?
Come on, man.
Ain't no bathtub in the bodyguard.
What is Lord got to pull that for?
I don't know. That's a good question. Lord.
Bad coincidence.
That's not bad. You know what? I'm on your side now, Rob.
Yeah,
you can't disrespect.
Come on, man.
You can't disrespect like that.
Nah.
You think she blatantly went out to disrespect?
You know what?
I will always love you in a picture of a bathtub. That's a blatant shot.
She wanted to take a bath.
Okay, scrub a dub in the tub is a good catch.
No, it's not. Nobody sings that. Nobody's got rub a dub dub plan.
You claim for the Lord now.
How old is
how old is Lord?
She old enough not to know to
old
do that
enough
shit.
To have Wikipedia.
Come on, man.
Old enough to have Google.
Why would she be on a laptop in the tub?
I recommend it.
Now
I'm just playing.
See, now see what happens.
Rob could be on a blueberry, on a blackberry. In a tub. She could be on a laptop. She could have a laptop to the side.
I don't understand why she did that. How is that not an accident?
I said the tub's all the way full. No, you're saying it's not an accident.
Yeah.
So we're asking you.
How is it an accident? Did she make an accident with that?
Come on. Did you say the wrong line? The girl wants to take a bath. You know why I say it's an accident? Because it makes no sense for it not to be.
What? How?
That's a blatant shot.
First of all, Lord is one of them dark people, hair in front of the face, which is in a video, first of all. Mm-hmm. So to make a joke or a reference to how somebody died doesn't seem off for her. Second of all,
You just saying that because she looks like the girl who crawled out of the well?
I will always love you. Now, two eyes might have been Dolly Parton, but we all know only Whitney Houston can pull off that third consecutive eye. You know what I'm saying?
Very true. That's Nork's song.
What is the song about?
Hmm?
What is the song about?
Kevin Costner.
Yeah.
It's about her what? Her.
Duh.
The motherfucking song's about love. The girl loves taking baths.
No. Get out of here. Get out of here.
Are you serious?
What is going on the internet?
What is wrong with you? First of all,
I fucking hate y'all
for making me have to like defend Lord.
Put this at the front of the podcast.
Keep Sanaa Lathan at the front of the podcast.
No. Scratch that.
I hate that I'm going equally as hard for Sanaa Lathan and Lord in the same 40 minutes.
She just loves baths, and she was singing her. She was
Get
professing her love.
I don't.
Not only professing it,
come on,
taking
man.
A picture
you know
of on, the tub.
I don't want to go in this hard because y'all going too hard unnecessarily. It makes
unnecessarily.
It makes no sense.
It's Whitney Houston.
It makes no sense to be mad because you no. But you're
this
saying
this ain't Pebbles.
You're saying
she
that,
got multiple hits.
You're saying it was bad intent behind it,
or funny intent.
Yeah. It was probably she was trying to be funny.
That's the worst joke ever.
It is. That's why they had to get out.
Yeah, Lord ain't got no Netflix special.
Come on, you got to show me the precedent of Lord making jokes about dead people.
That's what made this upsetting. Not surprising, but upsetting because Lord was like somebody that we ain't never have a problem with. You know what I'm saying? Lord was the only white person this year nominated for Best Album of the Year. And she didn't say nothing crazy. She ain't had no crazy captions. Like, we was cool with Lord. You know what I'm saying?
Well, you got a ledger fucking keeping up with Lord?
What I'm saying is...
After this bullshit,
I'm
I will.
Saying, prior to this, we've never had an issue with Lord. But
check
now
off,
I'm
Lord.
Looking at Lord like, all right, now, Lord. You know, your name is Lord. It already makes me feel funny saying it.
No, I got an E on it.
It has an E on it, but when you say it, you can't
you
hear the
yeah,
E.
Yeah, you don't have an E.
Whose fault is that? Like,
she should pronounce it Lordy.
I'm just saying.
Or Lordy.
Yeah. Lordy?
Y'all, Lord y'all trigger
yeah. Now, Lordy can speak on Whitney Houston, but not Lord.
You think she got a career if her name is Lordy?
Yeah. Not, Lordy.
Lordy is the one who's singing Rubber Dub Dub.
I definitely would never say her name if her name was Lordy.
Y'all listen to that new Lordy?
What the fuck?
Nah,
I wouldn't mess with Lordy. Lordy, cool.
Lorday. Lorday. I call her Lorday.
Lordy sound like a SoundCloud rapper. Fuck that.
I don't know about cancel because they be like so and so is canceled. Then they just be selling all the records. So we ain't gonna cancel her, but we just gonna put it to the side.
Y'all ain't stopping Lord from selling records.
But I'm not gonna listen no more.
Especially after that.
I didn't know that bathtub thing, man. We gotta be secretive because you know Spotify don't like to count stuff when people organize too loudly. But next time some Lord come out, we all gonna stream.
I think y'all are a fringe group. I didn't even see that many people get upset about this. Right. I saw it. The context that I was presented. Look at this mistake Lord made. Not y'all see what the fuck Lord did? Like,
see the kind of stuff that they got you saying because her name is
who
Lord.
The fuck is
look
that?
At the mistake that Lord made. It's the sentence you just said because her name is Lord. I'm gonna find out her real name and call her that. That's what I'm gonna do.
What if it's Lord?
Lord Day. I'm calling Lord Day.
She's Lord Day. Look at the mistake Lord Day made.
That's better than Lordy.
Calling the Lord Day from now on. I did not know that, and yeah, I'm unsubscribing to Lord Day from now on. You can't disrespect
him. Y'all trigger happy, man.
Come on, how we trigger happy? Name three Lord songs.
That ain't the point.
Because I can name you three Whitney Houston songs real quick.
That ain't the point either.
Real quick.
When did this be? All right, come on.
I can name five Whitney Houston songs if you need me to.
Yeah, man.
You know what I'm saying?
That ain't the point.
With video.
She making inappropriate bathroom jokes right now. That's not.
Come on. You got to show me the ill intent. And prove that
it's already there. The joke was
there. Prove the ill intent.
Monique told you to respect the legends, man.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? I don't understand. Like, why we got to go this hard for Whitney Houston? We got to go this hard for Whitney Houston.
Ain't nobody attack Whitney Houston.
Lord Day did.
Come on. The real Lord would never come for nobody on the Prince of Egypt soundtrack.
Not that Andrew.
Come on.
Not that angelic voice.
I'm not fighting.
There's some miracles when you achieve.
I'm not fighting for Lord that hard. No way. Y'all just come carry on, man. I guess.
All right, say, prove the point.
Do you feel like you saved Whitney's estate? Yeah, do you think you defended her honor?
Her estate is fine.
Come on, man.
She from Newark. She going to be all right. Yeah, that's how it goes.
Oh, yeah, that's New Jersey. We got New Jersey in the building, too. You going to try to come for Whitney Houston?
Nah, fuck you. Stop now. You're switching. Now you're switching to saying I'm coming for Whitney Houston. That
you
ain't
are
the case.
Coming for Whitney Houston.
No, I'm not.
You defending people from other countries feeling like they can just get over here, get our money, get our bag, and then make fun of our legends.
Yep.
You know what I'm saying? If there was a Mount Rushmore singers,
you think she was
Whitney Houston would be on
you think
there.
Lord, when I, first of all, the same Lord who you say, who you've apparently been keeping tabs on the whole time, you say, all right, she's squeaky clean. And then that same person went out of her way to attack Whitney Houston.
Hey, man, she probably was keeping her nose clean. And one day she just slipped up in the bathtub, man. Just like, you know what? Here's a good joke.
Boom. Was she hacked? Did she say she was hacked?
No, she owned up to it.
She owned up
she
to it.
She said that was a mistake. She wasn't thinking of the whole bigger picture. The girl's like, what, 20?
So what's the small picture she was thinking of? Because I still think there's a damn legend in this small picture.
Hold up. If a girl, it's just a line. It's a line.
It's from a line
on,
about
why
what?
Why do you, who's putting that much thought into the fucking thing?
Lord, apparently. Lord, I mean.
What you talking about?
Dog, we see fucking 20-year-old kids do stupid shit all the time. And y'all, and it but gets you
know, and we call them out.
Yeah.
No, not like this.
Nah, man.
Not like this, you'll call them out. No way.
At 20, yes, you don't make a dumb joke like that.
I was just talking about my friend who's older than me in the club talking about why they not playing Tekashi 6ix9ine. Like, come on, man. You too old for that.
See, you got to address who you rolling with. Okay, that's a whole different story.
I didn't know he was going to say that until we got there.
Did you stay there? Did you leave?
I told him not to talk to the DJ. I talked him out of talking to the DJ. The DJ was doing fine. We was in an R&B mode. It was R&B time. When time for no teriyaki 6ix9ine.
He wanted to hit Blicky with the stick.
That's worse to me than what Lord did.
No.
No.
Are you serious?
I'm not buying it.
Are you serious?
I'm not buying it. Trigger happy.
Man, I hope all the Whitney Houston fans listen.
But
to
they gonna come after you on this one, man.
I hope so. Pull Lord. This clip and put it by itself.
Too sensitive.
Lord A. Lord
Get
A.
Get out of here.
She tried to
man.
Go with that joke, man.
Come on, man. Not the way she died.
Yeah.
Come on, man. All right.
That was fun.
What's your favorite and least favorite Kanye song?
Besides Hell of a Life, favorite, I Wonder.
Okay.
That's my favorite. I got to see him perform that at Madison Square Garden.
Glow in the Dark?
Yeah.
Ooh, at the Garden?
Yeah, which is an amazing lineup.
He brought out some crazy people, right?
It was Rihanna, Tiana Taylor. The Clips came out for a little bit. Pusha T did some bars.
Ooh.
Then NERD performed. NERD is one of my favorite bands.
Me too.
Yeah, I was excited for that. And then Kanye put on one of the best shows I've ever seen. Wow. And it was in Madison Square Garden, and it was like kind of the coolest thing I think I've ever seen.
Live. Was that the last stop on the tour?
I don't think it was, but okay. I just knew it was one of the bigger ones. Yeah. And he went all out for it.
Yeah,
because he had one of those moving stages again. It was fully animated. It was dope. The whole experience was pretty life changing. I go see other shows and stuff, but it didn't compare to that. Like I go see Odd Future whenever I can. That was a fun concert. I saw them.
Oh man, Odd Future puts on a great show.
Oh, they got the night that I went. They were in Montclair, New Jersey, and they got banned from the Wellmont because they started a mosh pit that got way too big.
Night I went in the Tabernacle in Atlanta. A dude jumped off the balcony on the stage and then jumped from the stage into the crowd. And Tyler was like, "Hey, we seen who you are, but why would you do that to the saddest song that we were going to play tonight? We ain't no snitches. We ain't going to tell on you, but we see you. Don't do that no more."
That was a perfect Tyler right there.
It's the only reason I told the story. All right. Do you have a least favorite Kanye song?
Least favorite Kanye song. Mm-hmm. Dang, that's a hard one. What song do I not like? Nah, I can't think of something like that. I'm like, turn this off. I don't want to hear it.
That's what's up. Alex,
he's the first one who actually passed the test, actually, I think, ever to just be like, nah, I ain't got a least favorite.
I didn't pass.
Huh? You said at least favorite.
Yeah, but I said Impossible off the Mission Impossible 3 soundtrack.
That's cheating.
Nah, that's actually, I like that song a little bit. Sorry.
Well, never mind.
I like that song a little bit. Wait, who's on that? Is Brandy on that? Who sings at the end?
Oh, I don't know.
That might be Brandy at the end.
I thought it was that girl that was with Cash Money that's on Addiction, but I don't know. It might be Brandy.
I might be making that up because like I whenever I hear Impossible, I just think about Brandy in that Cinderella movie.
Impossible.
So, yep.
Impossible. Who else was in that movie, Gordon?
Whitney Houston, Whoopi Goldberg.
Whitney Houston, the fairy godmother. You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Rob the Gordon? I'm gonna let y'all finish.
You didn't know that? Y'all didn't know? What? No? Okay. I'm just saying. Kanye, go back. Kanye got he's touching a lot.
Yeah.
He's been very influential across the world.
Confirm your findings, man, so I can get away from this Whitney Houston debacle.
What? Confirm my findings? What? All right.
I thought you was looking for who sang the song.
Ah, no, it was Keisha Cole.
Oh, yeah. Waiting in my line. Yeah, that is Keisha Cole.
Keisha Cole.
Get out. I don't love you no more.
Yep.
And stop. Well, Gordon, we're going to let you finish, but this has been the Bookie A podcast. Thanks so much for coming by. You got anything to promote?
Yeah, I promote my podcast, Bad Advice Show. Just hashtag Bad Advice Show on Twitter. You can find our show. It's pretty goddamn dope. Sarone Russell, who's from Atlanta also. He's from America. He's not from Atlanta. He's from America.
Okay.
Yeah. How far is that from Atlanta?
That way.
Okay. But yeah, this is a Bad Advice Show. I'm at Baker Bone on Twitter. Yeah, just find me. I'm doing promote my shows on that and Instagram too. So that's it.
Dope. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
No,
man.
Thanks for having me, guys.
Forever Dog.
This has been a Forever Dog production. Executive produced by Brett Boehm, Joe Cilio, and Alex Ramsey. For more original podcasts, please visit foreverdogpodcasts.com and subscribe to our shows on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts. Keep up with the latest Forever Dog news by following us on Twitter and Instagram @ForeverDogTeam and liking our page on Facebook.